no home ever. Get up, get up, get up, act like you're grown. We can linger by the door, and we can drink a drink before the war. Come on, come on, come on, rock with me, babe. Slow down your heart rate, feel the earth turning slow. We could stay like this while you know.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Joe Donahue. It's time to talk about all things Mass Mocha. They've got all sorts of cool things happening. We just, during our tune for today, as Sarah mentioned, great music there. We're going to have some more coming up, what we just heard. It's great. So we must find out what's happening. So to find out more, we go to Sue Killam, Managing Director of Performing Arts at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts, and Jody Joseph, Director of Communications, both here to tell us what is happening at Mass Mocha this winter-spring season 2016. How are you both?
We are fine, Joe. How are you?
We're doing great. Very nice to have you both here.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
So I was looking at the website. You're just chock full of stuff.
Holy cow. One of our busiest seasons ever.
So is that by design, meaning that, people come this time of year, even though it's cold and snowy and whatever?
Yes, and we don't like to say no to good things.
Okay.
So it's both.
Right. And you've got the place, so if you build it, they will come.
Absolutely. And they do. So
yes.
That's good.
So let's get the Mass Mocha part of this out of the way, the non-entertainment part of this stuff.
You want to know what's in the galleries.
Well, let's talk about the galleries and then we'll get to the events.
We'll even sort of talk about both.
Okay.
There's a big idea
sort
of in the world of art right now at Mass Mocha this season, people talking about and thinking about place. Richard Nonis sort of kicks off our new gallery season on February 13th. An exhibition opens. It opens in our signature gallery, the big gallery, which is Building 5. And it's a floor-bound exhibition. So sculpture largely taking over the floor of that football field in length building. And he really, you talk to this guy for 30 seconds and he says, I don't want to talk about art. I want to talk about place. I'm a placemaker. So he's really going to sort of, I am so sorry. I will not hear into that.
I have no idea what he sounds like, but it's
exactly
it
like that.
Sounds like
Jeff.
A great impression. Yeah.
He's from New Jersey.
Okay, really? I was thinking Oregon, but sure, fine.
So it's really fantastic. He makes massive sculptures, largely out of stone and other natural materials. So he has us thinking a lot about place later in the spring, formally opening on April 16th, though our Alex DeCorte and Sarah Crowner. Alex DeCorte will be on view beginning at the end of March. And again, those are two exhibitions that are dealing with space. Sarah Crowner creates rooms that you sort of enter and stages that you stand on to view her paintings, and it's all part of the same artwork. Alex DeCorte is a super hot rising art world star who is coming to Mass Mocha. He'll show video. He's taking over a huge part of our main galleries, and he will sort of like the crux of his show is creating environments that are part 70s living room, very cozy familial spaces sort of mashed together with strip club scenes from the same era. It's going to be neon. It's like Technicolor floorboards, and it'll be really sensational. Everyone is so excited about this artist and what he's going to do at Mass Mocha. It'll be his biggest ever museum show, and we're thrilled to have him.
Great. So all of this is coming up, and then or is happening right now, and then we have the events, and there are many of them. You are huddled around a brochure that just is chock full of stuff, and actually when I look at just the first page, it only
takes care of about 2 weeks. Yeah. So where do we begin?
Well, I'll segue from what Jody was talking about in the galleries. We have two, we have so many residencies this season, and I'll talk a little bit more about that. But specifically thinking about place and seeing, we have Annie B. Parson and Paul Lazar from Big Dance Theater coming in, taking a look at how we see Solowit, how we see museums, how we take tours. They're doing a work in progress showing about sort of bringing an audience along a journey and through the galleries and through a museum and what that means and sort of what the audience is seeing and how we sort of lead what they're seeing. So they have not done this before. They're coming for 3 weeks and they're going to talk to our education department. They're going to go on tours. They're going to talk to our audience. They're going to come up with an audio tour plus dance that will be in Solowit. So that will be interesting.
While I'm fairly sure the answer to this question is going to be both, let me ask the question anyway, which is, does it normally happen where someone comes to you and says, I would like to take residency at Mass MoCA and do this? Or do you kids sit around the campfire or a poker game with a beer in your hand and say, wouldn't it be great if we get this person and have them come in and reside here for a while and do that?
I will say both is the right answer, but our residency program is so sought after that I will say more. We get a call from people who, for example, Michael Jorgensen from Wilco, who is in need of some time to work on new work with some collaborators, called us and out of the blue and said, I really would love a week with you all. Can we fit that in? And so sometimes we are definitely pursuing projects that we're interested in, but a lot of times they are finding us. Aging Magician is another example with that producer, Beth Morrison, who is sort of a star producer in the new music, new opera world, often makes sure her projects get time at Mass MoCA. In fact, we're already thinking about next year and what project she wants to bring to Mass MoCA for a residency, because it's such a rare opportunity for the projects to get that much concentrated time, working in a theater, having access to our tech support, our technical abilities, and just time, everyone together, little distractions away from their regular day life. So, you know, it is both. We definitely also are intrigued with projects. Taylor Mack is an example, one that we really went after. Taylor Mack is one of the greatest theater performance artists right now, working on a 24-decade look at pop culture. So we get to have 6 decades residency and workshopped at Mass MoCA this spring. And that was a project that we were really hoping to be able to add to our season. So it is both.
When you look at the time that they're there, it gives them time. It gives them quiet. And ultimately then a pretty good interested audience, right?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? This is one of the best audiences around. Everyone is really open and feels just special to be involved in sort of the creative process. It's not very often you get to see a work before the person calls it done. And our audience is so thoughtful and so really warm to the artists that, you know, sometimes the artists get really panicky about having to like snap a line and show their work without it being done in front of a live audience that has opinions and feelings. But our audience is so great. I thank them for that if you're out there. And, you know, we've been doing these residencies for so much of our time that I think we have really cultivated a really strong group of people who are ready for the ride. They're like, we know it's not perfect and it's not going to be done, but we want to see where it is and have that special lucky moment.
And I think that the Berkshires in general appreciates being the place where things get made before they go to New York City,
right?
WTF and things at the Mahewee Barrington Stage.
The incubator.
That's us, yeah.
Yeah. So let's go over the next couple of weeks and what we can expect and the cool things that are happening.
All right. We're in residency right now, just
yes,
to sort of bring it all right around. Daniel Wall is here. He's a composer. He just is about to release his sophomore album called Holographic. And he is an alumni of Bangin' a Can, a really wonderful composer who's sort of, again, rising in the ranks. And he is here with a visual artist, Daniel Schwartz, who is here from the with a grant from the Minneapolis Film Commission, and they are putting his music to a new visual reality, and they haven't done that before, so they're working on it right now as I speak back at our theater, and their workshop is on Saturday, and it's a really terrific opportunity to see this music close up and personal. We kick off our doc series with Laurie Anderson's Heart of a Dog. We have a nod to our Fresh Grass Festival with Birds of Chicago, and also kicking off our Up in the Club series, sort of new music on the rise, or find them here first before everybody knows them. I'm going to skip forward, which is a little bit further, but I think we should talk about the High Mud Comedy Festival, which is technically in March, so a little bit further beyond. But we just announced our lineup, which we're excited about.
Holy cow. It's
I want to hear this. Okay, go ahead.
Tig Notaro.
Oh.
Sean Patton. Ophira Eisenberg.
Really?
Dave Hill.
Dave, the hilarious Dave Hill. Oh my gosh, he was at Mass Mocha in 2010 and just like knocked the socks off a sold out audience. We're just going to laugh all weekend. There'll be film. We're going to do a comedy workshop. It's March 11th and 12th. People are so excited about it. Holy cow, the internet blew up. My internet blew up yesterday when
it
we
was,
made this announcement.
Well, it's very, very cool. Tig Notaro, of course, was part of Solid Sound last year, was part of the comedy festival curated by John Hodgman, and was wonderful, was amazing. I got to see that show. That was just really incredible.
Oh, that's great.
And so, and she's a headliner, man. She's really, really good. And it just has an HBO so special. And so that's good stuff.
Yeah,
she's all over the place. She's in every, you know, she's cameoing in everyone else, you know, all the other Comedy Stars shows, and she just did a screenplay with Diablo Cody, called One Mississippi. That's sort of semi autobiographical that will be released soon. She is a hot ticket.
So it is. It's really is there going to be a host for it or?
Yeah. So Ophira Eisenberg is hosting on Saturday,
nice.
And then we're sort of including our local scene as well.
Yes.
So Tom Lewis, who does his own blog and has done some work for the Garage at the Colonial, is going to MC our Friday night scene, which is going to have several locals on the bill as well as some other.
Some other talent
we're going to add into that. And he's also helping us find some talent to go into the local venues late night. So some of our local downtown restaurants and bars will host some late night activity after we are done. So we're trying to, you know, keep the festival feel and bring in the downtown a little bit and nod to our locals who are, you know, out there doing their thing. So
March 11th and 12th, no reason to stop laughing. We're just going to keep going all weekend.
Okay, great. So now we need more time to get through everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm just checking because I have an out time now that I can take, but I don't want to take it because we have more time. We need more time to get everything in, right?
We'll go.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. We're talking about Mass Mocha and their incredible season, this winter and spring season that is happening, and we're very excited to tell you about it. And, of course, the Comedy Festival is very awesome. Sue Killam is Managing Director of Performing Arts. Jody Joseph is Director of Communications. What else is coming up?
I'm going to talk about February 13th that weekend. Fall in love with us.
Right. Pre-Valentine's Day, sure.
We do have the Rich and Onus opening, but we also have a beautiful evening with Angelique Kidjoe. She is from Africa, very socially involved and politically aligned, and just a beautiful voice to match all of that. She's coming here with a very intimate duo, and we are so honored that she's coming to North Adams and bringing her incredible vocals. She's a powerhouse, and that's going to be an incredible Hunter Center concert, so we hope folks really turn out for that.
It's going to be a what concert?
Hunter Center.
Hunter Center. Okay, I'm sorry.
Date night, Joe. It's going to be
a date night. Very nice. I got it.
At the museum.
And that is the 13th.
Is February 13th. I talked a little bit about The Aging Magician, which is February 28th, and that is really a powerhouse of collaborators. Julian Crouch, amazing set designer. Mark Stewart of Bang in a Can fame and instrument maker. Rindy Eckhart, beautiful vocals. The Brooklyn Youth Chorus, in about the size of 20 or 30, joining us.
Kids from Brooklyn, bussing up to North Adams to sing for you all.
a beautiful story. And
as they should.
As they should,
yes,
right? Why
as
not?
They should.
And then as soon as they're done with us, they have about 10 days to work. They literally get on a plane and fly to the Walker Art Center in Minneapolis and premiere it. So this is a really great opportunity to see it right here first. And we're thrilled to work with them all again.
By the way, if you've never seen the Walker Art Center, you should follow them and go and see
you
both.
Should. Oh, yeah.
Because that's a very cool place. I digress. Go ahead.
No, it's a cool place. I agree. who else do we want to talk about? Thursday nights, once a month, we have a documentary film series. Like I said, it kicks off with Laurie Anderson, Heart of a Dog. But then there's one each month, so keep an eye on those. Ruby Amanfu is part of our series Up in the Club. She is another true, brilliant vocalist. I've completely, personally fallen in love with her voice. And she is April 2nd, Up in the Club. A great night. She's going to be a superstar, I'm convinced. Or at least people are going to find out about her and really enjoy her. And like I said, I've personally fallen in love with her.
She's taking Nashville by storm at the moment with a very non-Nashville sound.
I want to get back to the schedule in just a second. But let me just take a break from that and ask both of you, what is it that you're ultimately looking for? Because it's not any certain sound. It's not any. I mean, the styles are all over the place. Anything ranges. I guess what I'm ultimately getting to, like, what do you say no to? If they're popular and, you know, they're going to, like, bring in a group and they're cool and they're happening and they got some new stuff going on. I mean, that's all good.
That is absolutely all good. I think that some of our series are looking for specific things. So our Up in the Club series is always looking for that sort of artist on the rise, that artist that, you know, we really want to know about it, but we haven't quite heard them yet.
Right.
And so we are really trying to find those artists for that series specifically.
And that ranges. This season, we have two solo vocalists, Jason Walker and Ruby Amanfu, in that series. Boom Tick Boom, later on, that's in May. It's a percussion led jazz quartet. And in mid-April, Up in the Club, we'll have Debo Band, which is an 11-piece Afro-funk band. So what do we say no to, really?
we love variety.
We like it all.
Yeah.
We like it all. And, you know, we really do specifically try to cross genres. We want to make sure we're, you know, having dance. We want to make sure we're having theater. We love film. We love music. We love it all. But we don't want to sort of pigeonhole ourselves into, you know, specific genres. And although we love popular music and, you know, having the National on June 11th is going to be a fantastic way to enter summer. We also, you know, it's important to us that people are having something to say in the contemporary world, that, you know, the contemporary performing arts world, that they are a part of it and that they are reacting to our life as we live it. And so that is important to us.
When you put a schedule together, because you have to think of all that, right? You have to look at that balance.
Yep.
I know. I mean, I ask this question rather selfishly because we think of it all the time, because you want to have a show that's balanced. You want to have a week that's balanced. You want to have a month that's balanced. And then yet somebody will come in and say, "Why do you never have, you know?" And then you're like, "Well, we did last." And then you suddenly go back and you're like, "Oh, wow, it was last March. That was a long time ago. So, yeah, we should probably do that again." I assume you fall into that as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And we try, you know, we definitely want to show diversity. We definitely want to have different voices. We definitely have different topics, all of that. We also, just because of where we are and our audience size, we also want to make sure we're not always trying to have 1,000 people or 600 people in the Hunter Center. We have to balance even our audience size and what our audience is willing to come out. So we have the beauty of having our club space and the Hunter Center, so we can do a big event or we can do a 200-person event.
And keep it small.
Yeah.
And still have it be intimate.
Correct.
Although you kind of get intimacy there either way, don't you? A certain part.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that the Hunter Center is our larger space, obviously, but it is, I mean, we're going to do Daniel Wall there this weekend, and there aren't going to be 600 people there, and it's actually going to feel really great. We're very, you know, that space is so flexible that we can make it feel as intimate as we need to make it.
Very nice. And then, as you said, you brought us up to summer, and then that's when things really get crazy, right?
Yeah, then we get even crazier. We do more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is it, do you find, because obviously in the summer you get the travelers, the people who are coming to visit, tourists is what we call them, I believe. But Now, is it mostly locals?
It's regional.
I guess that's what I mean.
Draw from Albany, from Northampton, still Boston and New York, especially since, sorry, ski areas, but with the lack of snow this year, I think that just travel, you know, car travel has been a little easier. We've been extremely busy.
That's great.
Yeah, it's we've been backed.
And are you incumbent, the admission to the museum, the number of people that you get through the gates at the museum, is that incumbent upon keeping good acts coming in? I mean, are they related to one another?
It's we always try to care for the mothership, which is the galleries, absolutely. So that's sort of almost always foremost in our mind. But also the performances bring people to the museum who might not ever venture into the galleries without having the performance as bait to get them there. So it's a great.
And we are relentless, so we're always around. You know, the performing arts are like, you know, hey, there's another event at Massmoca.
And we're relentless. So two things. We have about 2 minutes, so we have two things I want to get to. One is you got a free day coming up, right?
We do.
So tell us what a free day is.
On January 30th, we throw open the doors. Everyone comes. No one pays admission. It's just like wall to wall or brick to brick, as we say, activity throughout the galleries, really encouraging people to engage with the art. It's geared heavily toward families, but there's things there for the history lover. We do architectural tours of the building.
We have elevator music, people playing in our elevator, because if you haven't been in our large gallery elevator, it's almost bigger than this room here,
yeah.
Joe.
Well,
it's a live elevator.
Not saying a lot, yeah. But we get the point. Yes.
So we have music, we have dance. It's an opportunity to bring some community groups in so they can like show their, you know, dance steps and things like that. We have poetry from Wanderword. They're going to do some poetry activities throughout the galleries that are related to what's on view. We're going to cap off the night with Chris Gethard, who is a comedian, a little, you know, precursor to our High Mud Festival.
So that's at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then you throw everybody out at 7. You have that show at 8. That's great.
Yeah, it's good.
Good deal. The other thing, do we go over film in its entirety? That was the other thing I was going to
say. Yeah, pretty much once a month we do Love is Complicated is the theme of our documentary film series this spring. Laurie Anderson's Heart.
How'd you come to that theme?
It's complicated.
Okay,
well,
go ahead.
We had this great opportunity to have Lori at least Skype in for her film Heart of a Dog, which is not just about love, but also loss, and not just about her dog Lola Belle, but also about her relationship with Lou. So that was sort of the jumping off point probably for that.
That's great.
For that series. And we mentioned it very casually, but if I can take one more minute to say The National is coming on June 11th, and we're so excited about this one. It's a benefit concert for Hawthorne Valley Association in Ghent, New York, in the Hudson Valley, as well as Massmoca. It's such a generous gift from this band. We are so thrilled to have them in their only 2016 Northeast headline appearance.
It is a benefit concert for Hawthorne Valley, and it is The National at Massmoca, and it'll be happening Saturday, June 11th at 8 o'clock. And, of course, tickets are on sale now. Excellent.
And we hope you'll be there.
Okay. You can find out. Yeah. So you can find out more information by going to massmoca.org, massmoca.org for more information, massmoca.org. Thank you both so much for being with us. Thanks for telling us all the cool stuff. Sue Killam, Jody Joseph, it's always great to have you here. Thank you very much.
We love it, Joe. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Massmoca.org for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.
Blankets and food, and assisted with their return to the fleet earlier today.